Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to play a game later. Tiggy is going to be very excited to play this game. Sean and Tommy will also be very excited to play this game. I have a very big red blood mark on my nose. And later on, we're going to play a game. Guess how Evan got the really big red blood mark on his nose. So I put that out there for you guys to ponder it, to think about it. And a little bit later on, we'll play the guessing game. But before we play that kind of game, how about a world-popular Tuesday rendition of Posted and Toasted?
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'm going to read you some old tweets of fellow WFAN coworkers, and Tiki Barber will guess who posted it. You ready?
I am.
June 28th, 2020. Quote, the Knicks reportedly believe that Kidd could help them lure Giannis Antetokounmpo to Madison Square Garden in the summer of 2021. Apparently, we're playing this moronic game again. This is from 2020.
Yes,
so
pandemic
life,
year.
Life is a full circle.
Uh-huh.
Who posted that? Was it Tommy Lugauer, Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, or Greg Giannotti?
Gio.
You're wrong.
Sal.
You're wrong.
No idea.
BT.
Come on, give it to me.
Yes.
BT, we're doing a national show. What are you tweeting about?
I mean, that was a national story, right? The Knicks going after another superstar?
Was it?
I don't remember. I got to tell you, summer of 2020, I was worried about the season restarting and like what was going to happen.
You're right.
But it is funny, and I thought that was a very timely old post to put out there because here we are, almost 5 years to the date. And that sentence, the Knicks reportedly believe that Kidd could help them lure Giannis to the Garden, is still happening amongst people right now. Oh, they're after Jason Kidd to lure Giannis. So life is one giant flat circle. Now, this one's sort of related to yesterday. Sean had a great Cinco de Fivo of the... How did you label the Cinco yesterday, Sean?
What was the Cinco yesterday?
You don't remember it?
I'm totally spacing right now.
Oh, I remember it. I just forgot how you labeled it.
Oh, the Blockbuster one, the nostalgia.
Yeah.
Top five nostalgia places I miss.
Absolutely. And one of the things you included was Toys R Us. So how about this tweet from May 22nd, 2014? Why don't brands use jingles anymore? I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
That's a great
Still
one.
My favorite. Who posted that? Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber, or Jerry Recco?
What year was this?
2014.
No, that was me.
I hate it. That is you. Congratulations. Yeah, as soon as you reacted to that and said, I agree. That was you. That was back in your tweeting days.
That's probably my favorite jingle.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I still say that.
I don't want to grow up.
I don't sing it, but I still say
Toys R Us kid.
I don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
It is a great jingle.
It is.
Is that the greatest jingle of all time?
Nah, Chili's.
What was Chili's?
I don't even know Chili's.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Baby back ribs.
Yep.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, exactly. I think you got yourself another Cinco. The five greatest commercial jingles of all time.
Okay.
You don't have to do that today because you need the audio. So give it a couple days.
I wasn't going to do it today considering it's an hour and a half and I've already done it. But yes.
Well, really, we'll see if this one you have coming up in 5
now
is
I'm
good.
Starting to think of a whole bunch of them. Right? It's funny.
Tiki's going to help you out with it.
I will.
All right, this is from December 8th, 2013. The panini maker, toilet paper, and the red zone. The three greatest inventions of all time. Is that Evan Roberts?
No.
Greg Giannotti?
No.
Sean Morash?
Yes.
Best wiener I've ever had in my mouth.
You knew that was Sean?
It's obvious. I mean,
which one is
maker
it?
Or toilet paper in the red zone? What does he do all Sunday?
All three?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. That's what I mean.
What year was this again?
December 8th, 2013, so 12 years ago. Yeah.
When did the Sunday Ticket come out? What year?
So, great. Tommy's going to bring up a great point. I've pivoted away from Red Zone in recent years. I don't even touch it anymore.
He gives me grief all the time because I'm a Red Zone guy, and I will tweet or text our group chat something, and he'll go, Lugauer, that happened 35 seconds ago. Get off Red Zone. Get the ticket. So I'm wondering why, how one thing becomes the greatest invention ever, it turns into Lou Gower, Tommy, why do you have the red zone?
Tommy, we're trying to let a segment breathe here, but I'll just tell you that things evolve. And Sunday Ticket has evolved.
Things evolved. Catapulted.
And off of DirecTV and the switch to YouTube now, you have that clean four box. I just don't see with multiple TVs having red zone on because then I get the full games.
But there was a time in which you loved Red Zone.
Sure. And I didn't have DirecTV as a non-homeowner in 2013, and I did love Red Zone when it first came out.
Yeah, I mean, Red Zone is cool. I don't want to dismiss it at all because I understand why people love it. I agree with current Sean. Like, I am a bigger fan of just putting all the different games on and not letting someone else control the games I'm watching.
And you miss so much when you do that.
You do.
Because you just get parachuted into a moment as opposed to understanding what's happening.
Absolutely. And as good as they are at Red Zone, sometimes they're parachuting into a moment where you're less interested than another moment that's going on.
Correct.
With that said, Red Zone is still an incredible invention, and I respect and appreciate it being out there. And I understand someone who says, you're wrong, Evan, just give me Red Zone. I don't want to think that much.
Right.
Because that's the beauty of Red Zone. You don't have to think. They just give you, they just give it to you. But you don't have a choice in what they're giving you. You just got to take whatever they're giving you.
Right.
That's my negative.
And the panini maker's just tremendous.
Yeah, I'm with you on the panini. And the toilet paper thing? 1,000%.
Like, I mean, what are you going to use, a sock or a leaf?
Have you ever tried a leaf? I had to once. It's not good.
I have as well.
Oh.
I have.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
A Cozumento Park in West Islip, and it wasn't good.
Ugh. Camp Chenawanda, Pennsylvania. Absolutely. Have to do it.
Very brittle.
Yeah, well, it breaks. That's
it
the problem.
It does. It does. And if you don't want one of those pokey stems that holds the leaf together, not a good scene.
It also can get stuck.
Oh, you guys are ridiculous.
I mean,
ridiculous, but it's true.
Just Googled how close the nearest CVS is and just allow it can fermentate for a little bit.
It
can marinate. It's not a big deal. Just get to a CVS.
I'm glad you have such an open line of communication with your stomach and intestines.
No, I mean, after the, what are you, Ranger Rick? What are you, in the woods? You're that far away from any type of store?
Oh, yeah, I went to sleepaway camp. I mean, sleepaway camp. Did you ever go to sleepaway camp, Tommy?
Sleepaway camp
is a complicated thing. I would never send my kids, by the way. I've learned from it. And no knock on Chenawanda. I had a great time up there. It was fun. But you go up there, you're up at the top of the hill, or Fiddle Lake, or whatever the hell that thing was called. You're up there at the golf course. You got to go. There's no bathroom anywhere close. You're damn right you're going in the woods. What are you going to do?
I'm not suggesting
they probably encourage it.
I'm not suggesting not going in the woods. What I'm suggesting is once you go in the woods, then go find some TP. Go take a
Where are you finding
There's no TP in Lake Hiawatha or wherever you were?
Tommy, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but you're also not re-pulling your pants up and creating a bigger mess. The job needs to be done right then and
1,000%. He doesn't get it because he's never been in that position before.
You're a construction worker?
Well, no,
the
but when
job needs to get done.
Yeah, when you go, you can't just bring up your pants and walk for a mile.
I can't get totally what I mean by this, but fine. I think you could figure it out and go get some toilet paper wherever.
You know what you got to do? In this case, you got to just take a L.
Like, what are you, George of the Jungle? You need a leaf to go?
Well, no, if you go to the bathroom, like, you don't have a choice. Sean, he doesn't get it.
It better not be November. That's all I'm telling.
This is our final post, August 17th, 2013. Funny, every time a pretty girl shows up as a suggestion as who to follow, I click and see that Tommy Lugauer follows them all. Well, I'll read it one more time. Funny, every time a pretty girl shows up as a suggestion as who to follow, I click and see that Tommy Lugauer follows them all. Is that person Sean Morash, Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, or Evan Roberts?
I think that's Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
You have?
You're wrong.
Recco?
Couple of D-bags.
Jerry Recco, ladies and gentlemen. Every time he gets a suggestion, he clicks on it, and there's Tommy. That sounds about right, right, Tommy?
That adds up. Yeah, that checks out.
Yes. Posted and Toasted every Wednesday at 3:30. Is it Wednesday? No, it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
I've lost track of days. I don't know where we are. Today's Tuesday. That means in 48 hours we get Bad Tiki. That means in 72 hours it's Friday. And that means in 96 hours, it's Saturday, baby.
I like your thinking.
Let's go. And then before you know it, it's Father's Day. That's right. Father's Day is on Sunday.
So what'd you get your wife for Father's Day?
Oh, stop. I did that once, Tiki.
Yes, I know.
You're aware of that situation?
You told me.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that again. Like, I think
How
that
did
was...
it go over again?
She loved it. She's like, oh, that's so sweet.
I'm a loser.
Exactly. That's what she said. No, thank you, honey. You're a tool.
Why does that piss you guys off so much?
It's your father.
Like, so many people don't like the fact that I did that.
Because
you... What?
You put the rest of us in a situation where if that ever caught on, now we have to start doing it.
Yes. It's hard enough to buy something for Mother's Day.
Yeah,
now we got to buy something for Father's Day as well?
Well, first of all, it did not catch on. Okay, no one else is doing it. And my wife doesn't even expect me to do it. She just thought it was like a fun surprise the 1 year I did it. But I'm not going to do it again. Like, that was a one-time thing. And I have no regrets. It made her very happy. By the way, can I give you a bonus Posted and Toasted?
Yeah.
Because it is a Father's Day related one. If your dad doesn't fish, golf, fart, or lose the TV remote, you have no shot at getting him a Father's Day card he can relate to.
It's a good tweet.
It's a great tweet. That's why I had to play it. If your dad doesn't fish, golf, fart, or lose the TV remote, you have no shot at getting him a Father's Day card he can relate to.
I'm a fat moron.
Sean?
It is incorrect. The answer is Al Dukes.
Al.
Right. He's right.
Sean just co-signs.
Yeah, I definitely.
No, I read that. I read that too. I was like, that's a very good point.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.